朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
题目叫做这些人是谁？
Who are these people?
因为我们讲到希望爱主的人能够多多的出现，不光是爱主。
As we talk about, as we share that we want more of those who love the Lord,
and not just love the Lord. 像日头出现，他是说到带着明显的属天影响力。
But they will appear like the sun. In other words, they will have the spiritual influence.
所以我会从圣经里面挑十二个人物出来。
So I will pick 12 characters from the Bible.
你要知道圣经里面有很多伟大的属灵人物。
We know that there are many spiritual giants in the Bible.
而且每一个人都有很多很多很多的内容可以讲。
And then there's so much to talk about each one of them.
你看像我今天要讲的亚伯拉罕，你要我讲二十堂绝对没问题的。
For example, today I'm going to talk about Abraham. I can actually preach 20 sermons on him.
所以我不可能讲他每一个特点，每一个学习。
So I cannot go over everything about them.
所以我就专门配合这个主题作为我挑选这十二个人物的一个标准。
So I would choose them based on our theme.
不光是他们是爱神，是合神合神这个在神手中是合用的器皿。
Not only that they love the Lord and they can use by the Lord.
那我特别强调他们是有那个属灵影响力的。
But then they do have the spiritual influence, impact.
他不是只是个人爱主。
Not only that they love the Lord by themselves.
你看像亚伯非常爱主。
Like Abel, he loved the Lord very much.
你看罗亚这个以诺非常爱主。
Like Enoch, he loved the Lord very much.
不是他们没有影响力，他们也有影响力。
It's not that they did not have spiritual impact. Yes, they did.
只是我挑的这十二个人物就是你很明显的看见他对神的国度，对神的百姓，甚至对那个世代带来影响的人。
But then I picked 12 characters from the Bible. They had vivid and very obvious influence and impact to the God's kingdom and that generation.
因为我希望我们在座的每一个人都有属灵的影响力。
Because I hope every one of us will have spiritual influence.
觉得自己没有影响力的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you don't think you have any spiritual influence.
不要客气，继续举。还有吗？好，请放下。
Okay.
要觉得自己有影响力的请举
手。And please raise your hand if you think you do have spiritual influence.
其他的人到哪里去了？
What about the rest of you?
不知道是不是？
Don't know.
我告诉你，每一个人都有影响力。
Let me tell you, everyone has spiritual influence.
每一个人都有影响力。
Everyone has influence.
只是有人大，有人小。
Some are greater, some smaller.
只是有的人是正面的，有人是反面的。
Some positive and some negative.
正面的就是人家就很喜欢跟你在一起，因为从你可以得到快乐，得到祝福，得到智慧。
If you have positive influence, then people like to get around you because they want to get joy, peace, and wisdom from you.
有的人是从你身上得到反面的影响力，一看见你开门了就说哦哦他来了。
And some are negatively impacted by you, and then as soon as you open the door, walk in the room, then say, oh oh, here he comes.
孩子在家里面喊着糟糕糟糕爸爸回来了。
And then your kids were running around, say, oh no, dad is coming back.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们的影响力是反面的，喜欢这个生气啊发脾气啊。
Sometimes our influence are negative because we like to be angry.
你一个人回家把全家的情绪都拉低了。
And as soon as you get home, then you just negatively impact the atmosphere at home.
那另外就是也在乎我们到底重不重视，然后有没有善用我们的影响力。
It also depends whether we care and we wisely use our influence.
像我大哥他以前在工作单位的时候，他底下好几百个工程师归他管。
Like my oldest brother, when he was still working in industry, he was managing more than 100 engineers.
他说他常常回家以前都累得不得了。
He says oftentimes he will go home very, very tired.
他每一次车子开到他的 driveway 的时候
，But every time when he entered his driveway,
他就在主面前有一个祷告，把他所有的思虑、烦恼、公司的事情全部挂在外面的树上，他说不带进家的。
And then he will make a prayer on the driveway that he will hang all his worries and burdens from work on the tree, and he will not carry them back home.
这个叫做在乎而且善用自己的影响力。
This is what it means by care and wisely use your influence.
所以我们一连串要来看这十二个人。
And now we want to look at a series of 12 characters.
他们不光跟神之间有特别美好的关系。
Not only that, they have special, intimate relationship with God.
而且他们对人对对神的儿女，对神的国度，对周围的人，对当时的世代，可能都带来影响的。
And also, they greatly influence God's kingdom, generation, and people around them.
我们不见得能够像亚伯拉罕有这么大的影响。
Yes, we might not be as like Abraham with such great influence.
我们可以从最小的事情上，我们很忠实的来流露出我们该有的影响。
But yet, we can faithfully, use our influence on small things.
荒漠甘泉里面有一个小小的故事啊。
In the devotional, streams in the desert, there's a small story.
讲到有一个老先生，他身上很喜欢带一小罐润滑油。
Like, it talks about a senior, elderly brother. He likes to carry around a lubricant oil with him.
就那么小罐，他放在他口袋里。
Just a little bottle.
他不管到哪里去，只要听到那个门嘎啦嘎啦嘎啦那个干啊摩擦的声音很难听的，他就给他加两滴油。
Wherever he goes, as soon as he hears the door creaks, then he would spread the oil.
啊，不管到你家、到他家、到教会、到哪里去，他只要听到嘎啦嘎啦点两滴，他就乖乖的。
Wherever he goes, your house, my house, church, whenever he hears the door creaks, he would just spread the lubricant oil on the hinges.
哦，那种嘎啦嘎啦那种难听的声音就被除去了。你们有没有睡觉？这个家人开门就把你吵醒的那种。
Have you had experience that you are woken up by people opening the door because the door creaks?
因为生锈没有油。
Because the door was rusted and without oil.
弟兄姊妹，你就可以做这样子老弟兄做的事情。
You can just do something like the brother does.
啊，你回到家发现孩子在那边流着眼泪，在那边发牢骚，你给他滴两滴油，他好了。
And you go home, you find your child is being grouchy or he was crying and then just spread some oil and then he will be fine.
你来到小组里面发现今天小组长不太对劲，你帮他点两滴油他好了。
You come to your small group and you find your small group leader is not quite right today and just spread some oil and he will be good again.
回家发现这个太太在那边一天累得不得了，在那边发牢骚，点两滴油他好了。
And then you go home, find your wife grouchy because she was tired and just spread some oil and she will be fine again.
弟兄姊妹，我们要成为一个有影响力的人。
Brothers and sisters, we ought to be a person with influence.
好，我们现在来看亚伯拉罕。
Now let's look at Abraham.
你看，我一下跳过这么多宝贵的人物。
See, I skipped many precious characters.
我们看创世纪十二章第一节到第三节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 3.
第一节十二章，不是 chapter 3.
Chapter 12.
一到三
，verses 1-3。
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。”好，在这里让我们看见亚伯拉罕蒙召的时候。
Now we get to see when Abraham was called.
你不要小看亚伯拉罕的蒙召，他是所有蒙召的人的一个祖先哈，一个代表。
Don't take lightly his calling because he is a type, a forefather of all who are called by God.
等一下我们会从新约的圣经里面看见我们都是亚伯拉罕的子孙啊。
And then we're going to look at from the angle of New Testament that we are all children of Abraham.
凡是以信为本的都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Anyone who has the faith of Abraham will be sons of Abraham.
神怎么呼召亚伯拉罕，同样的他呼召的目的也在每一个蒙召的儿女身上。
Just like how God called Abraham, the same calling purpose will be on every one of us.
第一个神召他是要叫他承受祝福。
First, God called him so that he will receive blessings.
而神召他的第二个目的是要叫他成为祝福。
The second purpose of God's calling him is that he will become a blessing.
所以你看我们刚才在这里读到的这个第二节，他说我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。
It says, I will make you a great nation, I will bless you and make your name great.
不光神要祝福给他。
Not only that, God was gonna, bless him.
底下神说所有为你祝福的我都要赐福给他。
It says, I will bless those who bless you.
换句话说神祝福我们他把他的福给我们。
In other words, God wants to bless us with his blessings.
他也希望所有的人能够把福给我们。
He also wants all others will give us blessings.
只要谁帮助了亚伯拉罕祝福了亚伯拉罕神就要祝福那个人。
Anyone who helped Abraham or blessed Abraham, God will bless him.
这是第一个他叫我们承受祝福。
So God wants us to inherit blessings.
第二个他是要叫我们成为祝福。
And then secondly, God wants us to become a blessing.
所以在第二节的后半他说你也要叫别人得福。
He says, you will also be a blessing.
到了第三节的后半他说地上的万族都要因你得福。
And in you, all families of the earth will be blessed.
弟兄姊妹我们看见了没有
Do you see?
这是神召亚伯拉罕。
God called Abraham.
也是神召你召我的目的。
And God also in the same way called you and me.
所以你千万不要以为我们信耶稣只是罪得赦免将来可以进天堂。
So please do not think that we are saved so that we can go to heaven and that's all the purpose of being saved.
神要叫我们一生都在他面前蒙福的。
But God wants us to be blessed by him all of our life.
而且神要叫我们这一生都成为旁边人的祝福的。
And God wants us to be a blessing for all people around us all the days of our life.
你看这个中国新年的时候那个福都倒贴过来哈倒过来。
We do see people hand the word blessing upside down on Chinese New Year.
人都盼望得到祝福。
Because everyone wishes to be blessed.
但是有哪一个祝福能够跟神所要赐的祝福相比呢
but is there any blessing that can be compared with the blessing from God?
我们先看到那个第四个点哈。
Let's look at the fourth point.
我纲要上最后列的那个经文是在加拉太书第三章六到九节我们先来看
So Galatians chapter 3 verses 6 to 9
在你们的纲要上面都有啊。
It's on your online
加拉太书三章六到九节正如亚伯拉罕信神这就算为他的义所以你们要知道那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙并且圣经既然预先看明神要叫外邦人因信称义就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说万国都必因你得福可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福看到了没有神给亚伯拉罕应许的福我们要一同得到
Do you see the promise the blessing of Abraham that God has given to him will be inherited by us as well
然后跳到14节我们全体一起来读好不好
Let's read verse 14 together
这便叫亚伯拉罕的福因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵所以在这里圣经上告诉我们这个福是什么
Now the Bible tells us what this blessing is
这个福不是说你申请工作 resume 一出去 Google 马上来 hire 你
The blessing doesn't mean that as soon as you send out resume you'll be hired by Google
也不是你一祷告结果 你今年的 salary raise 变成 50%
Or that you pray and then you get a raise, salary raise 50%
一祷告我的病都好了
We pray and then we're instantly healed
弟兄姊妹这是我们人羡慕的祝福
These are the blessings that we envy and admire
神也不是不给不要以为神不给
I'm not saying that God will not give you such blessings
但是你要知道圣经上真正讲到这个福的时候
But when the Bible tells about the true blessing
那这个福是神上好的祝福
And that is the best blessing from God
神所有的祝福都在他儿子耶稣基督里面给我们
Because all the blessings God will give to us in his son Jesus Christ
圣经上甚至形容说是天上各样属灵的福气都在基督里给我们
The Bible described it as the all spiritual blessingsblessings in the heavenly realms are all given to us in Christ.
圣经上形容到神本性一切的丰富，换句话说，他的生命、他的能力、他一切的这个性情都在基督里赐给我们。
In other words, all of God's blessings, His nature, His characters, all given to us in Christ.
让我们有本钱可以不犯罪，让我们有本钱可以不发脾气，让我们可以有本钱胜过所有我们胜不过的事情。
Therefore, we have the strength to overcome things that we cannot overcome anymore.
今天我们活出来到底是怎么样？那是我们自己在这条路上的长进的程度的问题。
But then, if whether we can manifest it or not, it depends on our growth.And our progress in this way.
但是你刚刚从我们的读的加拉太书第三章，你知道神应许给亚伯拉罕的福。
But from Galatians chapter 3, we get to know the blessing that God has promised Abraham.
完全就是讲的耶稣基督。
It's all about Jesus Christ.
完全是讲到所应许的圣灵。
It's about the promised Spirit.
你不要把圣灵跟基督分的这么不同啊。
Please don't separate Christ and spirit.
穆安德烈说圣灵就是得了荣耀的耶稣基督的灵。
According to Andrew Murray, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of glorified Jesus Christ.
他不光是还没有道成肉身以前跟神一样同等的荣耀的那一位。
It's not the spirit that was with Jesus before he becameincarnated.
他曾经道成肉身在地上完全得胜。
He came to earth, became a flesh, and completely overcome and became victorious.
他后来又进到阴间，胜过死亡，败坏掌死权的。
He even went to the Hades and overcome and defeated the one who holds the power of death.
然后他升上高天，掳掠一切的仇敌。
And he went up to the heavens and captured all the enemies.
最后他带着荣耀进入带着神人性进入神的荣耀。
Now he, with humanity, he entered into the glory of God.
这个叫做升天得荣的基督。
And that is Christ ascended into heaven and being glorified.
哎呀，他变得这么丰富。
He becomes so full and rich.
这样子的全能，而今天这位基督在圣灵里面住到我们的里面来。
So powerful and so mighty, and yet, through the Holy Spirit, he is now dwelling inside of us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要来得到这上好的祝福。
So we have to receive this best blessing.
中国人的福禄寿喜，这些有一天都会过去的。
All the blessings that Chinese like, all the longevity, wealth, and everything, they will pass away one day.
只有这个福是从神来的，是属天的，是不会朽坏，不会衰残，不能玷污的。
But only this blessing is from God, is heavenly, eternal, it will not decay, it will not perish.
而且丰富到一个地步，我们一辈子都享用不尽的。
It is so full and rich that even we exhaust all the days of our life, we cannot enjoy it all.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到承受祝福。
And this is called to inherit blessings.
所以我们将近30年前在红木城那里有一个弟兄，他刚得救的时候。
About 30 years ago at the Redwood City, there was a brother who was newly saved.
他喜乐得不得了。
He was so joyful.
他从前被烟捆绑的，他是做厨房工作的。
Because before he was in the bondage and the addiction oftobacco, because he worked in the kitchen.
烟不离手的。
And he never stopped smoking before.
他说他一信了耶稣了以后，他用诗歌来代替他的烟。
Soon as he became Christian, he replaced his addiction with singing songs.
哦，他在厨房炒那些油烟，那些油腻的东西，他就用诗歌赞美神。
Whenever he was working in the kitchen with all the smoke around him, he would just praise God instead of smoking.
后来他自己开餐馆，他取的名字叫做天福，叫天上来的福。
Afterwards, he had a restaurant of his own, and he called the restaurant Heavenly Blessing.
弟兄姊妹，这是第一件事情。
So this is first thing.
神呼召我们。
God called us.
叫我们成为他爱的对象。
That we can become objects of His love.
叫我们成为他施恩祝福的对象。
We will become the object of His blessings and grace.
要不甘心自己对主的经历啊，在主面前所承受的祝福，只有这样。
So please don't settle with the limited blessings that we have received.
哦，要不甘心我们的生命信主信了这么久，我们还这么样子的幼小，或是不够成熟。
Don't settle with our spiritual condition of being so immature.
太丰富了，弟兄姊妹要起来哈。
God is so wonderful and great, we ought to rise up.
第二个要叫我们成为祝福。
Secondly, God wants us to be a blessing.
他说地上的万国都要因你得福。
That all the families on earth will be blessed through you.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这对我们来说真的是一个大的挑战。
You know, this is a great challenge for all of us.
先不要说万国得福了。
Let's not mention about all nations.
大家安静半分钟想一下。
Let's pause for half a minute and think about it.
就在今天哈，就是你现在的这个生活的状况里面。
In your current living situation.
你最常接触的五到十个人到底是谁？
And think about those five to ten people that you come in contact the most.
你想一下。
Think about them.
你家里的人。
Your family.
公司的人。
Your coworkers.
教会的人。
Your church friends,
你最常接触的，你就挑他十个人出来。
Pick 10 of them that you come in contact with the most.
那你能不能稍微思想一下，他们从我们身上得到的祝福到底有多少？
Can you think about how much blessing they receive from us?
到底我们对他带来的影响力有多少？
What kind of influence do we bring to them?
我记得我曾经问过你们年轻人哈。
I remember I asked you young people before.
你可不可以列出五个全世界最有钱的人？
Can you name five top richest people in the world?
Top five.
Top five.
大概 Bill Gates 完就没有人再讲别的，想不起来。
Maybe Bill Gates and Warren Buffett.
还有没有？有没有人一口气可以念出五个人？
Can you name top five rich people in the world?
Herman 在列，你列得出来？
Warren Buffett, Carlos Slim, maybe the Walmart people.
Okay, 这是我第一个碰到还可以稍微讲出一些人来的。
This is the first one that I came in contact with that I can name those.
啊，那你说我不是赚钱，我没有那么俗气，我是很认真读书的。那你可不可以列出前五个诺贝尔奖的？
You may say, oh, I don't care about money and I'm a student. Can you name five Nobel laureate?
就是最近最新的五个诺贝尔奖，有没有人可以讲得出来？
The five latest.
好吧，那再问你们好了，你们一天到晚都触电，对不对？哈，你可不可以列出五个 Oscar 金像奖的人，最近的？
Okay, maybe five latest Oscar winners.
你怎么都不回答了呢？没有人知道。啊
？Don't care。
你看，钱大家都想要钱。
See, everyone wants money.
学位大家都想要很好的成就。
Everyone wants a high degree of education.
名声啊，这个大家都很喜欢出名哈，那些电影明星一天到晚后面一大堆追星族哈。
Everyone likes to be famous, like those movie stars. They have the fans following them all the time.
等到真要你列出全世界 top five, 我们讲不出来。
But yet we cannot even name top five.
因为他跟你没有那么直接的关系。
Because they have no direct relationship with you.
但是我如果要你列出来五个。
But if I ask you to name five.
你最想感谢他的人，曾经对你有恩的人，可不可以列得出来
？Five people that you are most grateful to.
大家都举手，有没有人
？That they have been.
可以吗？好，在你人生的里面，爸爸妈妈呀，或是老师啦，或是教会的弟兄姊妹啊，或是这个孩子，都可能你是你最想感恩的人。
So、
列五个应该不难的。
So it shouldn't be that hard, right? To name five people that you're most grateful to, maybe your parents, your teachers, even your children.
你能不能列出五个人是你最想跟他在一起的人？
Or can you name five people that you want to spend time with the most?
可能不止五个嘛，对不对？所以我那五个是很少的哈。
So maybe more than five of them.
所以你看到了没有
？You see,
外面这么多的成就，其实我们里面并没有真的羡慕。
See, we do not really envy those accomplishments.
我们真正 treasure 真正在乎的，还是那些真正爱我们、帮助我们，或是我们可以跟他很快乐在一起的。
What we cherish the most are those people whom love us or we love and we want to spend time with.
我记得我上次问完的时候，我接着问了一个很 sharp 的问题哈。
And I remember last time after these questions, I asked a shocking question.
我说，当你的孩子、当你的丈夫、当你的妻子。在这里写这五个他最想在一起的人的时候
If your wife or your husband and your children are writing the top five people that they want to spend time with
你在不在其中
Are you on the list?
这就说到我们到底对他的影响力是正面的是反面的是他需要的是他在乎的还是我们照自己的方式跟他们相处。
That will tell very much about our influence on them, whether it's positive or negative, or it's something that they will want.
我们只在乎他的成绩啊，你没有考坏的打啊。
If we only care about their school grades, and then you will hit them if they don't do well.
啊，我说过我在我的眷村里面听到一个孩子，他六科考试。五科一百分，一科九十五分，被他妈打的全眷村都听得到。
I shared with you before that in my childhood and the village that we lived in, there was a student who got 100% on all five subjects, only 95 on one, and he got beat up by his mom.
所以我留了两个问题给大家回去礼拜五讨论哈，要去从这两个角度，在得着祝福、承受祝福跟成为祝福上，这两个重要蒙召的目的，到底我们活出来的情形是如何
？So I gave you some questions to ponder upon and maybe discuss on Friday meetings from these two angles. One is to receive blessing and one is to
请你们
be a blessing.
这个礼拜不管大人孩子，花个15到20分钟，试着写下来，就这两个点就好。
Try to spend some time and just write from these two perspectives your influence.
来看看我们生活的意义和价值到底在哪里。
Let's examine the meaning and the purpose of our life.
到底我是不是在这里得着属天的、从神来的、神要给我的祝福
？Am I receiving spiritual blessings from heaven?
到底我是不是活出来真成为旁边人的祝福
Do I really live it out to become a blessing for others around them?
到底有什么原因拦阻了我从神面前得祝福我要找出来把它除掉
Are there any reasons that are hindering us from being that blessing? Let's remove them.
到底是有什么因素让我不能够成为旁边甚至最亲最爱的人最近的人他们的祝福我要找出原因来把它除掉
Are there any reasons that hindering us from being a blessing to those around us that we love and that we want to remove those hindrances.
那我们就来看亚伯拉罕他这一生。
Now let's look at the life of Abraham.
12章讲到他的蒙召。
Chapter 12 talks about his being called.
神把这两个特别的召讲得清清楚楚的给他。
God gave him these two callings very clearly.
然后你们跳到第四点。这个亚伯拉罕真成为神赐福给万民的器皿。
Abraham indeed become a blessing for other nations.
所以十二章讲到他神呼召他的目的。
So chapter 12 talks about the purpose of his calling.
二十二章讲出他活出了他蒙召的目的。
And chapter 22 says that he lived out the purpose of his calling.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片或用微信或微博传递给朋友们使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣并接受他的救恩得到永生生命